So how big a story is this in Russia? Let's hear from Moscow now and the world's Charles Maynes.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's a big story, of course, but the Kremlin view and what we're seeing here on state media essentially is that Russia's been just short of full exoneration on these Russia scandal charges involving interference in the elections. Of course, Russia's always said that they never were had anything to do with interfering in the American elections. And today we heard from, for example, the Kremlin spokesman. This is presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov, saying that he just noted the total absence of allegations against Russia in the indictment. He said this confirmed what Moscow has always said. It didn't interfere, and this was an internal matter for the U.S. And as we've kind of gone down the line, we've heard from Kremlin surrogates as well, for example, in the foreign ministry, talking about how this all piles on this idea that Russia's made for quite some time now, which is that Ukraine is hopelessly corrupt, and yet Russia always gets the blame. So that's basically the focus here, is that Russia has nothing to do with this.
What about your Russian friends, Charles? What do they believe?
Well, you know, I think a lot of them really look at this whole saga that we've been watching unfold over the past several months. And, you know, they do at times feel as though there's a little bit of hysteria coming out of the U.S. in terms of every little detail that's reported by the media gets sort of hyped. If some official meets with a Russian, it suddenly becomes a sensational headline. So I think there's a little skepticism there. I think also there's a tendency to point out some of the sloppier aspects of the American investigation. So, for example, if you look at the intelligence services report, this is the declassified report. You know, there were some simple mistakes made in there. There were some more mistakes, frankly, in this latest indictment that was presented. For example, and this was actually pointed out by a foreign ministry spokeswoman, that they noted in the indictment that Yulia Tymoshenko was the former president of Ukraine. In fact, she was the former prime minister. You've had other Russian delegates and essentially saying this is laughable, this idea of a foreign ministry representative meeting with this so-called professor. You know, it just sounds so much like the plot out of a B-movie, and they've been able to kind of exploit that in some ways to present to the Russian public as just being ridiculous and anti-Russian.
U.S. intelligence agencies have concluded that Russia carried out a massive influence campaign during last year's election here. We've got Facebook and other companies on Capitol Hill today testifying about Russian interference. What does Russia acknowledge about that?
They acknowledge nothing. I mean, it's been the same story again and again. And even as we've seen this kind of drip of evidence come out, whether we're talking about, for example, promoting anti-Clinton stories through social media, some of the political advertising, whether we're talking about this meeting back in June of 2016 with this Russian lawyer, Natalia Veselnitskaya, in Trump Tower with the president's son, Paul Manafort, and also Jared Kushner. You know, all these details, they've come up, which suggest, of course, that this idea of no Russia ties is already laughable. At the same time, the Kremlin seems to be sort of holding on to this idea of plausible deniability, which is a tactic you see often here. So they point out that these are all low-level meetings. These are amateurs. They didn't know Veselnitskaya. They deny ever having heard of her. And despite a lot of reporting that suggests otherwise, you know, I don't think you'll see the Russian government change their tune on this. And it is reminiscent in some ways of, you know, other stories where, you know, evidence would suggest otherwise, but Russia never acknowledges, for example, that they have, you know, its soldiers fighting in the Donbass in East Ukraine. The evidence in terms of the MH17 flight that was downed over the Donbass that suggests some kind of culpability by the Russians in that. Or, for example,
the Malaysian Airlines airliner that was shot
quite,
down. Yeah.
Quite right. And also just if you even point to the world of sport, look at the allegations of doping. You know, all these things, the Russians have their own alternative version, I guess is the way to put it, and they're not going to change their tune.
The world's Charles Maynes in Moscow. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.